You had started going to the school. How did your family feel about your going to school?
Going to school?
This time?
Happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
My husband, of course, wanted me to.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have anybody else to worry about. My daughter was happy to take care of the children.
Uh-huh.
So it all worked out real good.
Now, then
she says she raised two families. I've heard her tell people she raised two families.
Uh-huh.
That tickles me. She took care of them in the daytime. She did.
Uh-huh.
So I guess she figured that she raised them.
Yeah. Now, your children during this time were not quite yet, the youngest anyway, was not yet school age.
No. See, he was 4 when we left for Ireland.
Uh-huh.
So he was 5 by the time I was ready to work. But she was in school.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was in school in Ireland for 6 months,
mm-hmm.
which was a little education for her.
Yeah.
She enjoyed it very much. She loved it in school over there.
Mm-hmm.
First day she came home, I thought she wouldn't like it. Because when we went to the school to enroll her, they took us in the principal's office and they had her read out of a reading book.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was through reading, he said, she's going to be in senior infants.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, she's not going to like that at all. Because she was a smart little monkey. She was 7. When she came home that night, I said, how do you like the school, Kathy? And she says, oh, Mommy, I just love it. I wish they had schools like this in America.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the year, just before we came home, she was awarded a book for being 2nd in examinations.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite a thrill for her.
Yeah. Where in Ireland did you...
Belfast.
Uh-huh.
Where all the troubles are.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back sometime, but not while they're throwing bombs.
Then you came back and
we came back in from Ireland in 1st of February.
Mm-hmm.
We spent New Year's Eve on the ship,
mm-hmm.
halfway between England and New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stopped for a week in New Jersey with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stopped for a week in Flores, New Mexico at my husband's sister's.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we got home before February. We got home the last of January. And then he had to either keep on traveling or go to school. So he went to SC for the following 6 months.
For the sabbatical?
Yes,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Because we were getting half salary.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to SC for the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I forgot to tell you, way back, he wanted his master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
So when Kathy was about a year and a half old, I went up to Mojave. My sister was living there at the time. And she took care of Kathy, and I went to work in the same restaurant that I had worked
uh-huh.
years before.
Uh-huh.
And he went to SC and got his master's.
Mm.
So I forgot to tell you that way back.
Yeah.
And then he wrote it in longhand, and he scribbled sometimes, so I recopied it in longhand, and then he, of course, took it to the typist and mm-hmm. it made up, and there's a copy in the library at SC.
Mm-hmm.
And then his copy, one of the professors wanted to borrow it, and he never gave it back.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't ask for it back. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Prayed to.
Now, you went to work waitressing then for about a year, was it? Or?
No, it was just summer months.
Mm.
Wasn't long at all.
So was this just during a time when he was writing a thesis?
Yeah,
or?
Mm-hmm,
uh-huh.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So summer in the...
Oh, somewhere in that hot place.
Uh-huh.
But the restaurant was air-conditioned.
Yeah. How did you feel about waitressing this time around?
Wasn't especially thrilled about it, no. I just don't like it. I just, you know, I was only doing it to make a few pennies because he was going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And we were home. And so, and another thing, the year we were in, the 6 months we were in Ireland, we rented this house. And when we came back, the people still had 6 months to go. So we moved in with my daughter for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to beauty school, so it was all right. I was gone all day.
Mm-hmm.
So things worked out.
Mm-hmm.
But we were glad to get the house back at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And the people took excellent care of it.
Now, you were living on a half salary during this time?
Yes, they give you half salary while you're on a sabbatical.
Uh-huh. Had you had anything saved up?
Not really, no. As a matter of fact, when we went to Ireland, we went on a shoestring. And we didn't even have the fare to come home. I didn't know whether we'd have to swim. But his father loaned us the money so we could come back.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed with friends over there. And we paid our own way. We just didn't go and sponge on them.
Mm-hmm.
I bought all the groceries all the time I was there, and I helped pay the utility bills.
Mm-hmm.
But they were friends that my husband had made during the war when he was over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted us to stay there. And after we'd been there, they had no children. We thought maybe the children were getting on their nerves. They really were on her nerves a little bit. Not him, but her. So I suggested that we move, and they wouldn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So we stayed there the entire 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an education because we were right in the homes of the people there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was real interesting. And about the first 3 months we were there, we were just entertained 3 or 4 nights a week. It almost got to be too much. You know, we had to go to all these homes. My husband had made so many friends there when he was there during the war.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice for a while, and then it got to be a hassle.
Yeah. Now, you came back then, and he went to school again?
He went to SC to get his master's, yes,
mm-hmm.
to write his thesis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, okay, I guess I'm mixed up on the time. When you were out in Mojave, was that before Terry was born?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And he was working on his master's
mm-hmm.
then?
Yeah.
And then he continued to work on it when you came back from Ireland, or?
This was, yes. No, he just got it that summer.
Uh-huh.
No, he just got it that summer.
So he got it the summer before Terry was born, or?
Yeah, it was before Terry was born, because Kathy was only about a year and a half old, 2 years
uh-huh.
old, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Before we went to Ireland.
Right, okay, so then you went to Ireland, and Terry was about 4 or so when you went.
He was 4. He just had his 4th birthday in May, and we left in July.
Uh-huh. And you came back, and when you came back, did your husband go back to school, or was I just confused?
He didn't go back until the fall semester,
mm-hmm.
because he had the year.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't go back until, what would it be, September?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So were these just...
So we both went to work in September. He went to school, and I started the beauty work.
Uh-huh. Now, when he was at school this time, which would have been after he got his degree, was he just taking, like, extra coursework, or was that part of also part of the same program?
It was just to get the master's degree.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you started to work then?
In September. 55. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And
and he went back to school. Of course, he took notes the whole time we were over there, you know, had to.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the things we did and places we saw. We went to Scotland, and we were in Southern Ireland. We
mm-hmm.
stayed in England a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
both coming and going. We went over to Scotland. I had friends over there we went to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Glasgow and Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Visited some castles and just tried to see as much as we could. We had the people we lived with took us in their wee car on a tour of Ireland. It doesn't take long to take a tour of Ireland. So that was educational.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we went over to Scotland by ourselves, just Bob and I and the children.
Mm-hmm. So you came back, and he started school at SC, and this is in about 54?
54, the first of... No. 55.
Uh-huh. And how did you get your job as a beautician? How did that?
Well, this was a small town in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And I had heard that there was a beauty shop down on Broadway here in Redondo, and I heard the lady was real nice, and I was so timid, I thought, well, I'll go in there and ask her for a job.
Mm-hmm.
She gave me a job right away.
Mm-hmm.
$50 a week by the time they deducted everything. Got about 30-something.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a start.
What kinds of things would they deduct?
Well, what was it? Social Security and...
Oh.
And what else? About the same thing they take out now.
Uh-huh. Is there like a charge for working in that shop? Or?
Oh, no, it was just...
A salary?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was just a straight salary.
Mm-hmm.
I work on commission now, though.
Mm-hmm. And you, you would, so that was in about, from starting 55.
Mm-hmm.
So working there, did you stay in that same shop?
Yes, I stayed there for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about a year and a half. Wait a minute. Did we go over there in 53 and came home in 54? No, couldn't have been. It must have been 55 because that's when I started to work. Yeah. Yeah, I stayed there for about a year and a half. And the lady that I worked for, she was very sweet and I was very fond of her, but she wanted me to do things the way she did them. She wanted me to use my little finger to make pin curls.
Mm-hmm.
And her, like she did, and her finger was twice the size of mine.
Mm-hmm.
So after about a year and a half, I left, and one of the girls that had been working with me, she was opening her own shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I helped her get her shop opened, and I went to work there.
Mm-hmm.
And I rented a booth.
Mm-hmm.
With my own boss, really.
Mm-hmm.
Had my own supplies and everything, and I stayed there about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved down to Avenue I here in Redondo, and I was there 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the girls there was going to open her shop right down the street here, 3 blocks, and asked me to go with her.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 19 years ago, and I've been there ever since.
Uh-huh. Now, what kinds of hours would you work when you were
Well, 8 o'clock, usually, starting at 8.
Mm-hmm.
And beauty work, you can't tell. You know, it depends on how many patrons you have, and but it was usually, I'd say from 8 to 5.
Uh-huh.
About the same.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'd work later if you were doing a color or something. You never know.
Uh-huh.
But you know, you don't have any rest periods and you don't have any lunch periods when you're a beautician. Because you're either taking somebody out from under the dryer or you're putting somebody in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have a lot of time to sit down unless it's a slow day and
mm-hmm.
you don't have any customers.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it because I like people.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it where I am now. I've been there so long, I feel like a fixture. And the one shop where I was for 5 years down on Avenue I, the shop was sold 5 times while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was happy to get here, and the same lady stayed there until just a couple of years ago, and then she sold it now. Let's see, the new lady's been there about, I guess about 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still there.
Uh-huh. Now, the way you work, you said now you work on a commission basis?
Mm-hmm. Straight 60% of what I take in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't take in, you don't get.
Uh-huh.
So you like to keep your customers, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I have customers that I've had since I started. They're getting kind of old now, but I still have them.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's kind of sad in this business because you see a lot of people pass away.
Mm.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we'd make a list, it would be a mile long.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sad part.
Now, do you get to know people fairly well?
Oh, yes. That's it. That's what I mean. And then they pass away and it makes you feel real bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't all elderly people either.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were young.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like, what you think about the job itself, that you get to know people.
Well, some of them are my friends today,
uh-huh.
very good friends.
Uh-huh.
Well, after working on their hair for 20 years, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's a long time.
Yeah.
So you get to know them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had to go through any kind of additional training or go back to school for anything?
Yes, I've taken 2 advanced courses during that period.
Mm-hmm.
One at Long Beach. I've even forgotten the name of the teacher. And then another one at El Camino.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little certificate. I think I got 2 credits.
Mm-hmm.
A big deal.
Mm-hmm.
El Camino. And then I took another one over at Flavio's in Torrance, too.
Mm-hmm.
Advanced hairstyling.
When you got into doing the things with beautician's work, did you see that as something you would stay with?
Oh, yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because I liked it. I liked the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't like it, you don't do it. And I like it. You're creating when you're working on hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it very much. So, yes, I wanted to stay. At one time, I'd like to have had a shop in my home, but it isn't possible because this isn't the right zoning,
mm-hmm.
so it couldn't be.
Yeah.
But I never wanted to own a shop and have the worries of hiring and firing and all that.
Uh-huh.
So, perfectly happy to work for somebody else.
Uh-huh.
So when you leave, you just leave and forget everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice, and you meet so many nice people, and like I say, they become your friends, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's been proven by this sickness I've had, and I got all those cards,
uh-huh.
you know, from all the people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like the beauty work very much.
Your children are both now older and moved.
Yes, my second daughter is married and has been for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to see her as much as we'd like to. And my son is not married, but he's 31 now, and he's bought a home in Santa Ana.
Mm-hmm.
He lives there, and he works in Newport Beach.
Mm-hmm. And how old was he when he moved out from...
Well, Terry moved back and forth for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He'd move in with a couple of fellas, and then that would wear off, and then he'd move back in. He moved 1 year. He lived a year up at his sister's up in Northern California. Then he came back and moved in again for a while.
mm-hmm.
And then when he finally got the job with this company,
mm-hmm.
then he decided he'd buy a home because it was too far to go from here to Newport Beach. So,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, that's when he bought his home.
Mm-hmm. So how long has it been just you and your husband living here?
How long has Terry been gone? Oh, 5 years, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Terry hasn't had the house that long, but the company that he works for gave him an apartment rent-free for mm-hmm. about 3 years. It's a big, big construction company. Well, it's not really a construction company. I forget what you call them. Dion is the name of the company, and they buy huge apartment complexes and convert them into condominiums.
Mm-hmm.
So Terry's a boss now. He's got an office, and he's doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
However, we sent him to dental technician school,
mm-hmm.
and he learned to make false teeth and so forth, but there wasn't enough money in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
two years it took him to do that.
Yeah. Have you... had any plans, since the children have grown up and moved out, I mean, has it changed your living patterns at all?
Yes, it's kind of lonely around here.
Mm-hmm.
No, not really. We still go on just about the same.
Mm-hmm.
Our social life isn't too great because of my husband's problems, you know.
When you first met him, did he have any health problems?
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
No. The first year I was at this beauty shop down here, well, that would be 20 years this November.
Mm-hmm.
He had a cancer operation.
Mm.
And do you want to hear about that?
Yes.
He had throat cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he lost his voice box and his vocal cords.
Mm.
And being a teacher, that's kind of scary. So we learned to talk with an esophageal voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because of being a teacher, he had to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back, after a year, he went back to teaching and taught for another 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he used a microphone for the back of the room because mm-hmm. his voice isn't very loud.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10 years ago, he had open heart surgery, had a bypass.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, the heart specialist told him he ought to give up the teaching. It was too much stress. And they say the three main causes of heart problems is heredity, which you can't do anything about, and diet and stress.
Mm-hmm.
So they recommended to get rid of the stress. And he was glad to by that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't mention it before those 7 years he was teaching with this artificial voice. He didn't say anything. But when he quit, when he retired after 25 years, he said the last 7 years of teaching after he became a laryngectomy was pure HEXX.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a family he had to support.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's just retired on a medical retirement.
Mm-hmm. Now, this I take it must have had quite an effect on you.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I kept on working all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When he had his heart operation, he was in the hospital 22 days, and I think I only missed two getting in to see him, and he was at White Memorial in East L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drive the freeways.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to depend on somebody taking me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But he's doing great. He works on cars, just friends and relatives and some other people. He likes to do that. He's happy if he's out there working on a car. I think he's out there working on his own car right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that keeps him busy once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then he exercises. He goes up the track here at the high school, and he'll go up two mornings in a row and run, and then he'll miss a morning, and then he'll go the next two.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how he does all that vigorous exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it doesn't hurt his heart any.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. You said that changed. Up to that time, did you have generally the same kind of social life that you talked about before with friends?
Yes. But after he became a laryngectomy, his voice is soft. It's not very loud. And if we're in a crowd of more than six people, sometimes if he talks and other people are talking, you can't hear him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just too embarrassing. And I was told by the wife of another laryngectomy that your social life would change, and it did. Because he didn't want to go places where there were crowds, and he still doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
He won't go any place if there's a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah.
Stays home.
Mm-hmm.
So
that changed.
Oh, yes. That bothered me, but I look at it this way. After all, I wasn't the laryngectomy he was, and you know what he was going through.
Mm-hmm.
So why should I worry about going out once in a while, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
have there been other things that you got active in, or has it been pretty much between work and other things? Or
well, I joined the women's club here in Redondo Beach,
mm-hmm.
and I go to that.
Mm-hmm.
That helps; gets me mm-hmm. out once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And then I joined the White Shrine too, but I don't go
mm-hmm.
like I should. That's a branch of like the Eastern Star.
Oh, uh-huh.
I have three brothers that are they're Masons, but what's the next step up?
Forgot me.
I should know. I know as well as my own name. So through them I got into the White Shrine.
Mm-hmm.
And I should go, but I get lazy.
Mm-hmm. So is it like a church-connected group, or is it
not the White Shrine, it's
uh-huh.
Masonic.
Oh,
affiliated.
Masonic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see. Is it sort of like a women's
yes.
group?
Yes, uh-huh,
affiliated
yeah.
Uh-huh. And what kinds of things does the women's club do here? I mean, are they...
Well, for one thing, we give three scholarships a year
mm-hmm.
to to the high school, to three high school students.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's up to $500 now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nice. My daughter was the recipient 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the year my husband was convalescing from his cancer operation.
Mm-hmm.
And she was awarded $200.
Mm-hmm.
And that paid her tuition and bought her books for one semester.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice.
Got her started.
Yes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Now it's up to $500.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we do, things like that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it's a nice